The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Water. Sparkling water. Lemon. Osmosis. Carbonated. Filtered. Distilled. See? In trouble.
Super psyched to be with you. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, where we bring the culture of water all around the world, straight from the Berkshires, from Pittsfield, WTBR, FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and also 88.1 WTSBR in Lee, and anywhere you get your podcasts. And with the abundance of water, we're going to be having a conversation with Andre. And he's going to be sharing a little bit about Caribbean food, Caribbean culture, and all of that. So super psyched about that, because water is way more than just the environment. Water is our food. Water is our language. And water is our show. Thanks again for tuning in. And one of the really great tunes that we have going for you right now is, we'll start off the show with, is Under the Sea. We're going to have a little bit of a Caribbean feel to the show today. So love your water and a little bit of Under the Sea. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea. Under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down here, all the fish is happy as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy. They saw Thursday in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
yes, you go beyond the pay.
But no, under the sea, under the sea, nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We want the land folks loves to cook. Under the sea, we after hook up. We got no troubles. Life is the bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got to be here
naturally.
Even the sturgeon and the ray, they did the earth and start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it. Under the sea. The new play, the flute, the cop play, the hop, the plays play, the bass and the sound, the chop, the bass play, the brass, the chop play, the tub. The flute is the duke of soul. The way he can play the names on the strings, the chop rocking on the blackfish. He sings his belt and his rod. They know where it's at. They know that blowfish blow. Here, that's why it's hotter under the water.
just a normal boy that sank when I fell overboard. My ship would leave the country, but I'd rather swim ashore. Without a life, this I'd be stuck again. Wish I was much more masculine. Maybe then I could learn to swim like
14 miles away.
Now floating up and down, I spin colliding into sound. Like whales beneath me diving down, I'm sinking to the bottom of my everything that freaks me out. The lighthouse gleam has just run out. I'm cold as cold can be.
so psyched to be with you. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman, ambassador for water, my alter ego, Leslie. You can see around in his blue car walking or, you know, driving around doing blue stuff. Because it's about the water, about creating conversations for water. Pretty psyched to have in studio today. In about 10, 12 minutes, he's going to be coming on. Andre Lynch from, what's the name of your, what's the name of it?
Andre Lynch, head chef owner, Dre's Global Kitchen.
Dre's Global Kitchen. We're going to be talking patois and spicy foods, and we're going to be talking about the Caribbean world, even a little bit of the Brooklyn Caribbean Festival that normally happens around Labor Day. Super psyched about that. And for those of you who are listening from around the world, you could find us on, even if you haven't downloaded or subscribed to the podcast, go to Apple, go to Amazon, go to all your major podcast platforms, look for And So It Flows, like, share, subscribe, and check out our Water Song playlist on Spotify and save and download and do all those things to get the water vibe on, because Pittsfield is the center of the water conversation all around the world. Super psyched around that. And we got a little bit of water news coming your way. Let's go take a peek at that. What's this is from Stanford University. And this is a little bit about tracking microplastics from our sea to the body. Stanford researchers are uncovering the journey of microplastics in our environment and their effects on human health while developing practical solutions to mitigate their impact. On the edge of California's Monterey Bay, ecologist Matthew Savoca and a team of volunteers sift through sand and seawater for microplastics, one of the planet's most pervasive forms of pollution. Originating in everyday items, these bits of plastic, smaller than the sesame seed, turn up just about everywhere. Researchers have looked, including in our own bodies and in habitats from alpine mountains to the deep ocean, along the high tide of Carmel River State Beach. Savoca's team finds them washed up by the bay's lapping waves. We know there are hundreds of trillions of microplastic particles in the world, said Savoca, a research scientist at the Stanford Dorr School of Sustainability, Hopkins Marine Station, 8 miles north of the field. But questions about how microplastics disperse and how long and where they come to rest remains unsolved. Savoca's is among a growing cadre of researchers at Stanford University and beyond, from earth system scientists, marine biologists, and oceanographers to physicians and engineers who are working to answer them. Knowing where microplastics end up is vital to understand the risk they pose to our species and the ecosystem at large, Savoca said. And that you can find at the Stanford Report. And super psyched about that. And you're going to be listening right now to the rest of And So It Flows. Got a little bit here from Cat Williams.
God made water, not science. Water is the only thing in the universe.
Uh-oh.
You know the recipe.
Let's restart this because it's super funny. Gotta love Cat.
You know how you know God made water, not science? Water is the only thing in the universe. You know the recipe, and you can't make none.
Say it one more time, Cat, for the people in the back.
Uh-huh. For anything else, if you want to make it, you just need the recipe. And as soon as you get it, you can make you something. Not this, though. God made this, and we all know the recipe, H to the 2 to the O. If you put an H and an O together by yourself, you just have a hoe. And you can lead a hoe to water, but she ain't gonna make none.
Say it one more time, Cat, for the people in the back.
Uh-huh.
Wepa!
Watane ikonsu.
Upi pati, upi pati.
Tulirami wanaga. Watane ikonsu.
Upi pati, upi pati.
Tulirami wanaga.
Wata winegi konsu, wata winegi wanaga, wata winegi konsu, wata winegi wanaga. Si tú quieres bailar, sopa de caracol.
Hey, wata negi konsu,
upi pati, upi pati,
nuli rami wanaga.
Upe, upe,
wata negi konsu, nuli rami wanaga.
Con la cintura muévela, con la cadera muévela. Si lo que quieres es bailar, si lo que quieres es gozar. Si tú quieres bailar, sopa de caracol.
Hey, Watanegi Konsu. Nuli Rami Wanaga.
Wata winegi konsu, wata winegi wanaga, wata winegi konsu, wata winegi wanaga. Si tú quieres bailar, sopa de caracol.
Hey, wata negi konsu, nuli rami wanaga.
Upe, upe. Wata winegi wanaga, wata winegi konsu, wata winegi wanaga, wata winegi konsu, wata winegi wanaga, wata winegi konsu, wata winegi wanaga. Sakude, sakude! La cintura, la cintura, la cintura, la cintura, la cintura, la cintura, la cintura. ¿Sabe quién llegó? ¡Panda! ¡Blanca! ¡Woo! Riki tiki, 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 riki tiki. ¡Afloja la cadera! ¡Cadera!
¡Watanegi konsu!
¡Upi pati, upi pati!
¡Nuli rami wanaga!
¡Upentu, upentu!
¡Watanegi konsu!
La cintura muévela, con la cadera muévela. Si lo que quieres es bailar, si lo que quieres es gozar. Si tú quieres pedir sopa de caracol.
Hey, Watanegi Konsu.
Oh, oh.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to be with you today. I am your Super Waterman ambassador for water. And today's show was really, it's all about the Caribbean and the culture and the food and all of that. We got Andre Lynch from, let me just double check my work around that. It is Dre's A Global Kitchen. And Dre, why don't you say hi to our water-loving listeners around the world?
Was the scene.
Yeah.
That's how we say it in Trinidad. How's everyone doing? How you doing? Andre Lynch here, owner, head chef, Dre's Global Kitchen.
Yeah, so you've been bringing all kinds of food from Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, yeah.
And from the different bios I'm reading, you're sharing about how you got inspired by your mom's cooking. So what's that like, the cooking of Trinidad and Tobago? What kind of food are we talking about?
So imagine magic and imagine the best things that could ever happen in your life. Put those together in cuisine form inside of your mouth, and there you have Trinidad and Tobago cuisine, right?
Wow. So I saw a little blurb I have here from your Facebook page has things like from Trini Doubles to Filori to vegan mac.
Let me do this for you. So, when we're talking Trinidadian food, we're speaking Trinidad Filori. We're speaking Trinidad Doubles. We're talking bacon shark. We're talking
bacon shark.
Bake and shark. Yes,
bake
yes, yes.
And shark.
Yeah, let me explain that to you. So what bake is this fried bread that we, you know, we knead with our hands and we fry up the bread and it gives you a nice puffed type of pastry type of look, right?
Really shark.
Puffed. And it's empty inside, hollow inside. And then we fry up some shark. We season it really well and we fry up actual pieces of shark, right? And we stuff it inside of that bread for you, that puffed up bread. And we top it with some pineapples, some coleslaw if you want it, some sweet homemade tamarind sauce, pepper sauce. And we're going to have that right at Dre's Global Kitchen down on North Street, opening hopefully sometime in this coming November.
Yeah. That's really cool. Part of the upswing of what's happening here in Pittsfield and around the world. It's really cool to talk about food that brings water together. Now, your mom... Mm-hmm. Inspired you.
Oh my goodness. And, every single day. Yeah.
And that was like, was she cooking at festivals or like you were talking a little bit before you came on the air about the Caribbean festival that happens in Brooklyn.
Sure. But
on Eastern Parkway.
Sure. I have to do justice to my mother though, right? So Deborah Lynch Burchill, my mother, born and raised in Trinidad and Tobago. Most of her time was spent in a small village called Carony. And Carony, Trinidad and Tobago is where my family still has a home. I still have family there, brothers.
Nice.
My grandmother owns a property there still. So my mother grew up, she was one of a lot of children. I believe it was like, I want to say 10 or 11 children. A
lot of kids.
And she was one of the youngest, so at a very early age, around the age of 6 or 7, she became one of the main cooks in the house.
Whoa.
Right? That was her job in the house. So from the age of 6, my mother has been using her beautiful hands to create authentic Trinidadian cuisine.
Nice.
And you know, she came to the States and continued the legacy here. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did she ever own a restaurant at all?
She actually did own a restaurant in upstate New York at one point in time. And then she, you know, did all types of private cooking classes, and she's founded all types of cooking organizations. She's a huge deal in the Caribbean cooking world. Yeah.
What's it like? I mean, in Trinidad, you were in Canary.
Carony is where my family is from. Yep. I was born and bred back and forth through Brooklyn and Long Island.
Okay.
Within West Indian communities.
Yep. Now, Carony, is that by the water? How far from the water are you?
So anywhere you are on the islands of either Trinidad or Tobago, you're about 20 to 30 minutes from the water. It doesn't matter where you are. Like proper beaches, but there's water all throughout, right? Canalways, there's streams, there's rivers. Actually, Carony, or close to Carony, has, I believe, the world's largest preserve, like lagoon.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a wild bird sanctuary, one of the largest in the world, right?
Nice.
And it's been family owned and operated for about, I want to say like 80 to 100 years is I believe what I saw. All types of things. The culture of Trinidad and Tobago cannot be spoken about without mentioning water, right?
Yeah.
One of our, you know, famous dishes when we speak about bake and shark. Shark.
Yeah.
Where are we getting that shark?
I think from the water. I've heard.
All the sharks that I know about, you know, that you actually want to be around and want to eat are coming from the water.
That's so neat. Now, when there are community gatherings in Carony, do you guys just like go out by the water and just start cooking and, you know, fires and just hanging out and being with each other? And
yeah, that is a very common experience. I'm in Trinidad and Tobago, but I want to speak more to my upbringing in like Brooklyn.
Yeah,
right?
Why don't we go there?
Speak about Brooklyn and Long Island back and forth there, right? Because a lot of our gatherings, not just from Trinidadian culture, when you speak about people of color in general, right? A lot of our ancestry is defined and cultivated through water, right? Whether that was used as a means of communication, a means of of sustenance, right? Catching food to sustain, or a means of cleansing and spiritual worship.
Yeah, and in some of the darker uses is really the means of getting to the Western Hemisphere unwantingly.
Sure, you know, sure. Yeah. That's definitely a darker piece of the history. But I want to focus on the joys of water around my people, right?
Yeah,
so when you think about water and just Caribbean culture or Black and Brown culture in general, it's the centerpiece, right? It's the centerpiece of creation of where life is illuminated and sustained, right? So many a nights we would spend at family cookouts, right? Around water, whether that be a proper beach, like let's say Coney Island in Brooklyn, or Jones Beach out in Long Island, right? we would be on beaches, barbecuing, playing in the sand, just having a joyous time amongst one another, and remembering that no matter where we are, right, around the world, because a lot of my family is still in Trinidad, right? So they come from Trinidad to the water here. They come across the water to visit us on our side of the water, right? And
so
convene
cool.
around water.
That's really cool, because the water itself, it just brings down a couple of things: the inhibition, the ability to communicate and be with each other in such a way that you can actually create that. And even sometimes even heal things that have not been healed over time in relationships simply by being by the water.
Sure.
Because people give up their positions and they're not so harsh anymore. They're like finally had a breath of fresh air, and that's part of the wonder. Other parts, just from my own world, my first college roommate from Trinidad. Invited me to come to his house in Jamaica, Queens. It was great.
Of course it was.
Great. Just learning to be with people. And that's part of the world of the power that I've always seen, especially from Trinidad, especially around Jamaica. It's like, no holds barred, proud, strong human beings. Now,
yeah, Caribbean people and Caribbean culture is a very strong culture. It's not something that is easily erased or can be easily erased, right? I was raised to be incredibly proud of who we are as a people, from the cuisine to the music to the way that we speak to the way that we hold respect at the highest level for those that we love, and respect for those that we don't even know, right?
Exactly.
Many a times, my mother would be walking through, a neighborhood in Brooklyn, and folks that she doesn't know would look to her and call her mommy or call her grandma, right? And that's just a sign of respect within my culture. So it is something that runs really, really deep. And now I'm raising my children to be proud, Trini Americans.
Nice. That's amazing. And have you looked into like the historical aspects of Trinidad, and how does that equate with what has happened, let's say, in Haiti? Like, I know, obviously, Haiti put up a fight, and the existing global powers decided to treat them badly. What was the difference in Trinidad that and perhaps even Jamaica, where there's that strong Caribbean proud, we're not going to take this kind of space?
I don't think there is a difference. I think Caribbean culture in general is a culture of incredibly, not only headstrong, emotionally strong, intellectually strong, physically strong people, but family values are also strong. So my best friend is Haitian. Ça passe to all of the Haitians listening.
Nice.
My best friend is Haitian, and he comes from a long line of Haitian pastors, and himself is a pastor down in Virginia. His name is Jonathan Dimanche. And Jonathan, when we were growing up, our families were incredibly similar to one another, right? I think we had more of a misalignment or disalignment with American culture than we did with Caribbean culture, right? That was, when I went to college, that was kind of a culture shock to me, to kind of be in the thick of this different thing, right?
Different thing. Exactly.
Yeah, even through high school, some, because during high school I moved to upstate New York for some time and graduated from upstate New York. I don't think there's an absence there by any means, right? I think what we do have and what we do see, not only amongst Black and Brown Caribbean nations, right? And when I say Black and Brown, Caribbean nations, that's to include places like Dominican Republic, places like Puerto Rico. I'm even thinking about places like Guyana, even though it's not properly situated in the Caribbean, but culturally Caribbean places, right?
Yes.
When I say that, there's a deep, deep history of colonialism, right? European colonialism, right? Forcing people who are not from the land, forcing themselves onto the land, and then taking all of the resources from that land, including water from that land,
sure.
And including things that we grow using that precious water from our land, right? Whether that be the papaya that you buy in your supermarkets right down at Big Y, or whether that be coconuts or pineapple or avocado,
mangoes,
one of my favorites, mango. Yeah, I love me some good mango chow.
Bacon shark.
No pork on my fork.
Is there mango in that?
We can put mango in there. Yeah, we can throw some mango chow in there, which is something that we're gonna have at Dre's Global Kitchen. It's spiced mango. I throw some cilantro in there, a little bit of lime, salt, a little bit of pepper, and yeah, kind of chop it up for you, and it's a nice refreshing dish.
And you do festivals too.
Ton of festivals.
What was the last one you went to?
The last festival I was at, it was the Feast and Flames Festival over in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester.
That's what they told me. I had to say it.
From Worcester.
Oh, is she really?
So she taught me how to speak
Worcester
and talk Massachusetts.
Gotcha.
You know? This is how you talk Massachusetts.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I was over in Worcester. And this Feast and Flames Festival, beautiful, beautiful festival, is reflective of the African diaspora. So they had a lot of actually continental African vendors there serving for all types of really, really awesome food, right? But I was there dishing out my Caribbean food, my Trinidadian food. I hit them with some doubles, and I hit them with some jerk chicken, rice and peas,
nice.
Fried plantain, and some coleslaw, and the mango chow that I just spoke to
you
about.
Yeah, who came up with, you know, anyway, for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, where we mix culture and water, because water is culture, straight here from the Berkshires to all around the world, talking with Andre Lynch of Dre's Global Kitchen. And soon to be in a stationary location in Pittsfield. Right now he goes globally around the world to different festivals. So tune into that in November, I believe. You're going to be opening up a spot.
Hopefully opening right there on 137 North Street, right there in Crawford Square, across from Amy Marshall's Fitness and down the hall from Franklin's Barbershop. Those are my closest neighbors.
Let's talk about jerk chicken.
Ooh,
okay, so like who came up with the name jerk? Where did that come from?
I honestly don't know the history of the name itself, but I have to give it to my Jamaican brothers and sisters. There's a very friendly beef between Jamaicans and Trinidadians, and also Guyanese folks. They invented jerk chicken on their roadsides using their local spices, right?
Nice.
Their dry spices. And over the years, jerk has developed into not only a dry spice, but it can also be used as a marinade like a wet marinade, right?
Yeah.
So I lean the wet marinade way. The more traditional way is the dry rub way, and I have it slow smoked in a big, big cooker that's made out of like a reused drum, right? Like a steel drum.
Mm-hmm.
It's really beautiful to watch folks, you know, cook on those and prepare their meals on those. And you can find those same drums in that same preparation walking right down the streets of Brooklyn. You know, or some places in the Bronx you could find that as well. But specifically, Crown Heights, Brooklyn is basically a little West Indies, right? Where all the cultures kind of clash. So you see a little bit of everything.
That's a cool neighborhood for sure. Now, mm-hmm. When you're doing spices,
uh-huh.
and you're in a hot climate,
mm-hmm.
you were in Kearney, mm-hmm. and it's hot day, mm-hmm. and when you eat the spices, does that like cool you off at all, or?
Yeah, it's weird, right? But from I don't know the science behind it, but
it makes my sweat,
my lived experience, it makes you sweat, but it cools you off.
I know, right?
Yeah, it cools you off. It's weird. I don't. What's the science behind that?
I don't know. It makes my eyes sweat, although those don't get hot.
That's called crying.
I know. it's great, though, you know, because it's not exactly what you would think. You know, mm-hmm. drink something hot or eat something spicy, mm-hmm. it'll cool you down, but it just does.
Mm-hmm. Same concept with, like, you know, room temperature water, right? Like, it tends to cool you down more quickly than, like, a chilled glass of water. It's, mm-hmm, it's really mm-hmm. interesting. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So what about, what about the, talk a little bit about what it was like growing up and being part of the Caribbean Festival in New York City. And what was that like, just walking around? How old were you when you first started going there?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I remember. I think I've been on, you know, we call, so the Caribbean Day Festival is held on Labor Day every year in Brooklyn. It takes place mostly on Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn. And we call it's our carnival, right?
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, Trinidad, if you didn't know, Trinidad is the nation that originated carnival, and we'll hold that
really
loud and proud.
Not Brazil,
yes.
not any of these other countries.
No. Trinidad and Tobago invented carnival.
Right. You heard it here. Andre Lynch of Andre's Global Kitchen Global Kitchen. He said it. So Trinidad and Tobago, well, what I got for Hungary is that we did the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, did you?
All right.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay, okay.
Well, my dad used to say we invented everything, but I really second guessing on that stuff.
Listen,
but,
the Rubik's Cube has, you know, helped, I'm sure, settle a lot of arguments. So,
totally.
You know, big ups to Hungary. Big ups, big ups.
Yeah.
So back to the Caribbean Day Festival. So we call it Carnival, or we call it being on the Parkway, the Parkway or the Parkway. Is how we would say it in our patois. And so being on the Parkway, I think my first time was probably when I was one year old.
I'm going to the Caribbean Festival in patois. That one sentence. How would you say that?
You could say, I go on the Parkway.
That's it.
Yeah, I go on the Parkway. Yeah, yeah. just like that. I'm going to the Parkway. So I've been going out there since I was probably around 1 year old. And I think I started missing being at Labor Day Parade or on the Parkway when I started at college, right? So college conflicted with my Labor Day festivities, right?
Uh-huh.
So the reason that we even celebrate Labor Day is like on the way that we celebrate it as Caribbean Day is because a lot of Caribbean nations around that time of year won their independence from their colonial overlords, right? So it's like a joint celebration
kinda
of
like
all
get
Caribbean
out
nature.
Of there.
Please,
you know?
Please, yes.
Please
and we dress up and we wear these costumes and we play what you call mas. We play mas, and in mas, in the carnival, there's a bunch of different characters that you can play, and each character has a particular ego or personality about them that you that you're supposed to portray during the festivities.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah,
that's really, 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 really cool. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me when people get kicked out, it's kind of like that Avatar moment at the end when everybody gets walked out unceremoniously.
Sure.
Get out of here.
Sure.
And I think.
And now we throw a party.
Yeah. And that's happening still around the world. Can we give up the goat around colonialism and allow for people to thrive? I think that's part of the game. You know, look at thriving Trinidad and Tobago. They are thriving.
So long as capitalism remains as thick of a veil as it is in our nation.
More of a crony world.
Ooh,
a crony.
Yes, yes.
Because there's kind of capitalism that actually builds and provides value for people.
Yeah, no, I understand
that. And then there's another kind that kind of the vulture capitalism. It happened in Pittsfield around KB Toy Stores that used to be headquartered here.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of employees around the country. Great toy store, some wood, some plastic. It mm-hmm. wasn't too huge. You had some personalized service.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of people put out of work because it was owned by Bain Capital, or mm-hmm. they owned it, and then they took it over, or they bought it, and then they loaded up with different kinds of credit, unnecessary loans, and they sold it off for the parts, and bye-bye KB.
Sure,
and then for parents, like, you know, like myself, it was one of our favorite toy stores, and it was national.
I remember KB Toys. Yeah, I remember
KB
Toys.
They were right there on West Street.
Wow, that's interesting.
Right
yeah.
across from the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, and I hear your perspective, but to offer some gentle pushback, right, you know, and nothing is absolute, right?
Yeah,
nothing
yeah.
is absolute. So there are good pieces of capitalism, but there are very incredibly detrimental
yeah,
pieces of capitalism,
for
right?
Sure.
That pit dollars and cents over humanity.
Exactly.
Right?
And especially what's happening right now, sure. unnecessarily, where we can actually have that conversation of why use AI. Use AI to make a picture. That's nice. Use it to, you know, create an outline. Don't use it to find out when people are home so you could take care of
My
their
goodness.
Entire family in one fell swoop.
My goodness.
You know, really?
Or... I just heard, right, and this is like kind of removed from the conversation a little
I
bit
know
now,
it
but
is.
But
it's
I just heard that someone signed like an AI musician for like multi-million-dollar record deal, which I think is just like awful, right? Because, you know, I consider myself an artist in the kitchen, right? And I just couldn't imagine, you know, some robot or some idea or theory
I know, right?
coming in and stealing that away. Like what is culture if we have... If we don't have humans creating yeah. art with our hands and our minds, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah
kind of
yeah.
like second guessing it. So that's great. We're talking to Andre Lynch, Dre's Global Kitchen,
yes, yes.
based in Pittsfield, going around the world to different festivals.
Mm-hmm.
You got a whole little list of things that you like to make. So,
oh yeah,
you know,
oh
let's
yeah.
Let's play a little game. Give me one word for each one of these that comes to your mind. First,
okay.
How about Paluri? One word.
Fluffy.
Fluffy. Tamarind bulb.
Ooh, sweet.
Okay. Mango chow.
Refreshing.
And how about sorrel?
Ooh, sorrel. I can only make a sound for that. It does that. It makes you...
That's great. And for those listening around the world and going to be visiting the Berkshires during this fall season or sometime next year, where are you going to be based?
Right on North Street, 137 North Street. That's in Crawford Square, right across the hall from Amy Marshall's Fitness and right down the hall from Franklin's Barbershop.
That's so cool. Bringing businesses back into Pittsfield because food is part of the air. My dad used to have the saying, it's like, a way through the man's heart is through his stomach.
Mm.
So a way through a city's rebirth is through its culinary delights.
I wholly agree. And the whole purpose of bringing Trinidadian cuisine to the Berkshires is so we can get people together around a table, convening, communing, and breaking bread.
Totally. Let's move beyond shepherd's pie here in New England and go down the spice trail. We're talking to Andre Lynch of Dre's Global Kitchen. Thanks for joining the show. It's been amazing. Anything you want to add? How can people find out more about you, or if they want to hire you for a festival, how can they contact you?
Yeah, so you can reach out to me. I'm at Dre's Global Kitchen. That's Dres Global Kitchen, both on Instagram and Facebook. You can reach out to me there, or you can reach out to me, dresglobalkitchen@gmail.com. We cater all events and restaurant coming soon.
And yeah, why don't you, you know, one last thing, one request, and patois. Just say, you know, like, just ask people to, you know, try foods that are different.
Yeah, if you tried eating that is different, you can't always go with eating that you has no. Try it up. Shake it up.
There you go. Thanks again, Dre, for being here. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your super water man. You're listening to And So It Flows, bringing you water culture all around the world, straight from the Berkshires, the center of the water culture. We've got a little bit of Carol G, and I believe she is from Colombia, and she's got this song called Ocean. Colombia is also on the Caribbean, just for folks who want to know.
Te vas de casa, yo te llevo a la NASA. Pido un cohete y voy directo por ti. Y si no
siento grande por ti. Y aunque lo intentara, no podría sin ti. Toda mi felicidad es gracias a ti. Y si yo me muero, volvería por ti. Me siento grande por ti. Y aunque lo intentara, no podría sin ti. Toda mi felicidad es gracias a ti. Y si yo me muero, volvería por ti. Por ti. Se quedan cortas las palabras realmente. Y a Dios le doy gracias porque estás aquí presente. Quiero que sepas que te amo eternamente. Que cuando dije sí lo dije para siempre. A tu lado todo no es perfecto, pero sí mejor. Y cada detalle tuyo es mejor que el anterior. Aquella canción. Y cuando decoras con rosas mi habitación, vamos a enseñarle al mundo lo que es amor. Tú y yo podemos juntos, ey. Porque amo todas las locuras de tu mente. Y así me encanta presumirte ante la gente. Me siento grande por ti. Y aunque lo intentara, no podría sin ti. Toda mi felicidad es gracias a ti. Y si yo me muero, volvería por ti. Me siento grande por ti. Y aunque lo intentara, no podría sin ti. Toda mi felicidad es gracias a ti. Y si yo me muero, volvería por ti.
Caribbean by Nicholas Guillen.
The Caribbean by Nicholas Guillen. In the aquarium of the great zoo, the Caribbean slips by. The animal, enigmatic and maritime, has a crest of crystal glass, a blue and a black, a tall tail, an underbelly of compact coral, and gray films of hurricane. On the aquarium, this inscription, caution, it bites. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Astro, no.
What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. She say that I'm cool.
That's right.
I'm like, yeah, that's true.
That's true.
I believe in G-O-D. Aye. Don't believe it. She keep playing me dumb. I'm a player for fun. Y'all don't really know my mental. Let me give you the picture like stencil. Falling out in a drought. No flow, rain wasn't pouring down. See, that pain was all around. See, my mode was kinda lounge. Didn't know which way to turn. Flow was cool, but I still felt burned. Energy up, you can feel my surge. I'ma everything like this purge.
Let's just get this straight for a second. I'ma work, even if I don't get paid for progression. I'ma get it. Everything that I do is electric. I'ma keep it in a motion, keep it moving like kinetic.
Put it in a frame, better know I don't blame everything that I say. Man, I seen you deflate, let me elevate. This ain't a prank, have you walking on a plane? Both hands together, God, let me pray. I been going right around, call that relay. Pass the baton, back in the mall, swimming in the pool, can't you come on? Want a piece of this, a piece of mine, my piece of sign. Can you please read between the lines? My rhymes inclined to break your.
They say that I'm so fine. You could never match my grind. Please do not waste my time. What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Hey, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
Thanks again for tuning in. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, where we mix water music, water talk, and all sorts of water culture straight from the Berkshires to all around the world. Check out our podcasts and all your favorite podcast platforms. Check out our Spotify playlist by the same name. Like, save, subscribe, and share, and do all those things that you love about water. Get your water vibe on. The culture of water is coming straight from the Berkshires, 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio, and also on 88.1 WSBR in Lee. And see you soon.
Carbonated, filtered, distilled, see, in trouble. Water, water. Water, water. In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.